Man, I go to work. True winner. Jean skinny, like Squidward. Looking for your girl. Just missed it. Then my cat daddy and I took her down. Timber. Wrist cold. Mama call a winner. Swish it full of nuggets, daddy.
Hi, folks. We have a massive day in one over history. We have our first legitimate guest and interview on the show. We're going to be joined by Tori Totless, who's doing some fantastic work in the women's game with her content. And tournaments that she organizes, as well as coaching and helping women both get into the game and then take that next step where they become really successful amateurs. So just going to jump right into the interview here after commercial, and it's a really good one. I'm really excited for you all to hear what Tori had to say about her work and her background with golf, as well as how she uses social media and views it as a positive for the game as a whole. Cheers. All right. Hi, everybody. It's Tom here with the One Over Pod, Banty Golf, and very special guest. First time in Banty history and One Over history that we have a big time name on the show. I'm here with Tori Totless. Tori, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Tom, for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I do appreciate you making the time for this. We just wanted to start by going into how people use social media for growing the game of golf, how they see it as a positive aspect. It's going to be a series that we're going with here for the next few weeks. And just thought that you would be a great start because of all you're doing with your variety of podcasts, your coaching programs, your tournaments and events, and what you're doing for the women's game. But just in case any of our listeners aren't aware of what you do, can you kind of just start by giving us your background into the game and then some of the work you're doing within your content and your coaching as well?
Absolutely. So I started playing golf later in life, just like you you said you did too. It was after college. It was actually once my daughter was born. I was 23, 24 at the time, and my husband was playing a lot of golf, and I thought, okay, I better go out there and learn, or, you know, and join him, or he's going to be out there every weekend playing and I'll be home alone. So I dove right in. I come from a tennis and softball family, mostly tennis, but you know, the whole idea of stick and ball and coordination came fairly easy to me. And, you know, as most people do, I fell in love with the game right away. And, you know, it kind of progressed from getting lessons, going to the range a lot, just playing with my husband, progressing to joining the ladies league and playing in club leagues, and then going to play in state tournaments and playing in all the invitationals and guest days and all that fun stuff that comes along with, you know, with golf and different activities you can do. And it just kind of blossomed from there. So I was in the fitness sector at the time, and I was doing a lot of social media content around fitness, and it just kind of made sense for me to start talking to female golfers. That was most of my clients were female golfers. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll start getting golf into the content. And it just gradually and organically changed over from all fitness to a little bit of fitness, a little bit of golf, and now it's all golf. And the first program that I made was my 6-week signature practice program, and that was influenced by fitness programs. I wanted to have, you know, a 6-week program that would help you go out there and practice with a plan, and each day was different and each day had a different goal, just like, you know, a lot of online fitness programs do. And once I got that produced and made and out there online, then everything else started to kind of happen with the retreats and tournaments and all that. So
awesome.
It's kind of been a whirlwind the past five or six years.
Kind of just came out of nowhere, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is when you started this, were the people you were talking to kind of in similar spots as yourself? Like, my husband plays, my boyfriend plays, whoever plays in my life, my dad plays, my brothers, and I just don't want to feel left out. Is that kind of where a lot of your initial following came from?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the women I play golf with are, you know, older than 40. Most of them, the kids are older, so they're kind of in high school or going into college so that they have more time on their hands. Or they're retired, you know, they're retired and they started golfing once they stopped working. So I generally am hanging out with the 40 to 65 kind of age bracket, and that's who I've always been talking to, and that's who I, love playing golf with, and so that's a lot of different ways they got into golf, but for the most part, the majority of them started later in life.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Was there kind of a moment maybe when you were like producing either the content or producing the practice plans when you were like, I think I've got something here, or did you just kind of progress over time?
Yeah, it progressed over time, but you have this kind of like when I started the podcast a year ago too, Housewives of Golf, which is now Tee Time for Tori Tatlas, with Tori Tatlas, excuse me. But it came easily, like making content around golf and whether it's on video or audio or anything else in between, it came easily and I really enjoyed it. And so it when you enjoy doing what you do, I love creating things. I love building programs. I love building tournaments and building retreats and seeing, the end result. And, doing it all around golf makes it even better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree on that. What are some of the positives you've been seeing from the social media? Are you seeing like a larger group of women getting involved, or are you hearing from women that, I would never have gotten into the game had I not come across the content you produced? I saw a lot of your content is focused on like starting the game and getting over some of the stigmas. Is that some of the stuff you're seeing?
Yeah, I love talking to the beginner golfers, but also talking to more intermediate golfers about like what to do next too, because a lot of us can get stuck in our own routine, playing the same course, playing in the same league, not venturing out and doing other things, not traveling more and playing golf. So I like kind of, and that's also my idea of growing the game too, is okay, it's time to go get fitted for clubs. It's time to start, establishing your handicap index. It's time to start playing in different tournaments and bigger tournaments and USGA qualifiers and kind of showing them the way, other ways to really enjoy the sport. But as far as social media is concerned, I mean, that is what's brought my whole community together. I mean, the 2022 Desert Classic tournament that we had last year in March, which we are having again this March, at Papago Golf Course, we had 216 women sign up, and at least 160 of them were coming from out of town, like out of Arizona, and I had never met before. And that is all due to social media. And the beautiful thing about it is that they all come together, and now we've had multiple tournaments and retreats and whatnot, but you see these lifelong friendships form all from these in-person experiences, which would have never happened if it wasn't for social media. And you also see, like, on Facebook still, there's these Facebook groups, women in golf or beginner women in golf, that have thousands and thousands of women in it, and they share their pictures from their golf round, and kind of just like your app that you guys have. It's just a safe place for them to talk about their love for the game. And as much as social media gets a bad rap, it definitely is an amazing tool to build a community.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's definitely something we're looking to build as well. And it's great to see how successful you have been, and especially within the women's game. It's always an area that needs to be more of a focus from a variety of places. And it's awesome to see what you're building. I know you've made a bunch of fans within Vanity, so I love to see that. Appreciate your time here, Tori. I hope you have a great rest of your football Sunday, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Oh no, that's gonna be it. Diehard Patriots fan.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, then we'll just end this conversation
Yeah,
here and go on
absolutely.
our merry way.
All right. Great talking to you, Tori.
Thanks, Tom.
Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Woo! Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo! Then you hear the
ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go and say, hey!
Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Hey!
You wanna play with the pros now?
Hey! yeah.